Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Dalet. We're learning today Lila Yismas Manfred Coulter, Naftali Chaya Meir Ben Yoshua, and Gareth Lovett, Gedaya Ben Moshe Levi. I'm dictating this right now, Matzah Yom Kippur. I hope everyone has had a good Ben Shdior, and Mirtz Hashem, Shibizocha, to learn for many, many, many more years together. Okay, let us begin. We're in the very last words of Nun Gimel Amud Beis with Omar Rav. We'll see again what we're talking about right away when we get into the Sugya. So we turn to Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav tells us, Chazarnu, I'll call Stadim Shur Meir. We searched through all the opinions of Rameir. Rashi tells us, Top Rashi, Klomer, Afopi Shoshoninu, Rameir, Bishogeg, Lo Kidesh. Even though we learned in yesterday's Shir, the previous Shurim, that we learned that Rabbi Meir holds that Bishogeg, you don't deconsecrate something from Hekdesh. You're not accomplishing removing it from Hekdesh if you take it from Hekdesh by accident. And Bemezid, you are. So we had said, we've searched, Rav tells us, we've searched throughout all the opinions that we have of Rav Meir, that Bishogeg lo kidesh, love mishum desirulei Hekdesh Bishogeg inu mishal. Not because you can't remove something from Hekdesh via this deconsecration. Shechazarnu b'kol makomo shishana Rav Meir behilchos hakehekdesh v'lo matzinu makom shomar bo Hekdesh mishal b'mezid. We don't find such a din, which we've been quoting, that Rav Meir holds, behekdish, bemezid, if you're deconsecrating something, bemezid, it is mischalo, but bishogeg, it's not. We don't find him saying such a thing. Ella, what is his opinion? Rashi says, bein bishogeg, bein bemezid, whether you're deconsecrating it bishogeg or you're doing it bemezid, mischalo, it becomes no longer hektish. It's desanctified. And therefore, v'lesnehu lahani tamad the Rav Yochanan. And therefore, we don't have a proof to what Rav Yochanan said. In fact, it's against what Rav Yochanan said. The Rav Meir yesh me'ila b'moz hekdish. That Rav Meir, according to Rav Yochanan, does hold that there's a din of me'ila when you take by accident something from hekdish. V'kivan demal nofak l'chulun. But therefore, since it is me'ila, it leaves hekdish. So this is a kasha really on what Rav Yochanan said in yesterday's shir. And therefore, Rav tells us, I disagree with Rav Yochanan. Because Umishna Seinu, our Mishnah, which said that Rav Meir holds that if you are Makadish a woman unknowingly with something with Hekdesh, it's not a valid Kedushin. It's only talking about Bekosnos Kahuna Shalobalu. It's talking about Big Day Kahuna that hadn't been worn out. And the reason why, if you're Makadish a woman with Big Day Kahuna that aren't worn out, is that she's not Mekudeshes, is because there is no Me'il in this situation. Hold the nitnu lehanus behen, since Kohanim are allowed to wear these clothing, and they're allowed to wear them even if they're not doing the avoda, because lefisha lo nitnu Torah lemalachei asharis, because it's impossible for the Kohanim to only wear the big day kuna for the seconds that they're doing the avoda. The minute they're done with the avoda, how can they possibly take it off instantaneously? So therefore, by din, there is no concept of me'ila by kosnos kahuna, shalobalu. If they're valid big day kahuna, so then there is no din of me'ila. And that's why in our Mishnah, if you gave a woman, you're a Makadish woman, because no skuhuna, shalo balu, that's why she's not Mekudeshes according to Rav Meir. Not because there's no Me'ila by accident that would deconsecrate it. No, in general, there is Me'ila according to Rav Meir. And that if you do Me'ila on something by accident, you take it, it does become desanctified. And the reason why it says in the Mishnah that you can't be Makadish a woman by accident with Hekdesh is because he's talking here about kosnos kahuna, where there is no din of Mila, therefore it never left Hekdesh, and therefore you weren't Makadish the girl with something that you own. And therefore, that's why she's not Mekudeshes. More questions is, it says, really? But wait a second, we have a price that it says, Toshma kosnos kahuna shebalu. If you have big day kahuna that are worn out, there is a din of Mila, Moalin Bahad. So, and that is the opinion, Divri Rav Meir. So therefore, doesn't that mean, certainly, if there's me'ila when they're worn out, doesn't it mean, certainly, if they're also not worn out? My lav afilu lo balu. So certainly, if there's me'ila on them when they're worn out, shouldn't there be me'ila on them when they're not worn out? So Gemara says, no, balu bidavka. That's exactly the scenario over here. Lo nitla Torah l'malachei hasharis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't expect the Kohen not to get some benefit from the Big Day Kahuna when he wasn't doing the Avodah. You can't take them off instantaneously. And therefore, if they're valid Big Day Kahuna, lo balu, there is, somewhat paradoxically, no din of Me'ila. But once they're worn out, so now they're like regular Hekdesh. The Kohen doesn't have a reason to wear them through the Avodah. He can't wear them for the Avodah. They're not kosher for the Avodah. They're worn out. And therefore, they become regular Hekdesh. Oh, regular Hekdesh. So if a person does take regular Hekdesh by accident, so he is moral on it, and therefore, it would, in fact, have a din of Me'ila, as the Brisa says, Kosnos Kuna Shebalu, Mo'alin Bohem. Okay, so that is Rav's opinion. He disagrees with Rav Yochanan. Gemara questions Rav again. Gemara says, Toshma, we learn the following braisa. It says, Moalin b'chadetin, vein moalin b'atikin. So what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains, in Dibur Maskil, Moalin b'chadetin. So shofar sayu b'mikdash. There were these various containers in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 of them, and they put them in for people to donate certain types of donations to the Beis HaMikdash. So some of the shofros, ubahem nosdim shkolim bi'echod kosulov tiklin chadetin. And one of the shofros was for people who were giving their shkolim for that year, the maksis ha-shekel that they were obligated, every year in Klaiso was obligated to go and give. Above the age of 20 and up, everybody had to go and give the tiklin chadetin. So everybody had to go and put in their maksis ha-shekel into this kupa, into this shofar. So they were put in the box called Tiklin Chadetin. Tiklin Chadetin is Shkolim, the Tuf and the Shin are interchangeable. Chadetin, Chadoshim, Tuf and Shin are again interchangeable. So, Umisha lo shokal shiklo bi'odor, shemevi b'toch shenoso, notes no lisocho. And if you didn't bring it at the beginning of the fiscal year, which was during the month of Adar for the next fiscal year starting in Nisan, so then you brought it any time in that fiscal year of the calendar from Nisan till the following Nisan. And they would then put that into the lishka, and they would do the trumas alishka three times during the year to take out the coins from the tiklin chadetin kupa. When it reached one of the three times that they would go and take out coins to use for the daily korbanos, three times during the year they would go take out the coins from the tiklin chadetin, from the new machzis hashekel collection, and go and purchase all the korbanos tzibur for Klai Yisrael. And another one of the boxes, one of these shofros, it said on it, Tiklin Atikin, older, Shkolin Atikin, Shkolin that were old, Atik, old, and therefore they were from the previous years. And what happens, Mishalo Shokal Ishtakat, if somebody for whatever reason didn't donate last year for the Tiklin of that year, so in the next fiscal year, he could donate for this fiscal year, but he also had to make up for the previous fiscal year, so Mevi'a Lushon Abba, he would bring it next year, and Venosnon, a toch shofar zeh, he would put in the old shkolim, he would put into the tiklin atikin, the new shkolim he would put into tiklin chadetin. Vagizbar mifanin oson, mos lishiori lishka mishano sheovra. And the treasury, the gizbar, the treasurers, would go take the tiklin atikin money and use it for upkeep. That would be called the shiore lishka, the leftover from the lishka, and they would use it for various takanos, fixings that they needed to do for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this braisa tells us, Moalin b'chadetin, you can do me'ila with the new coins, the ein moalin batikin, but there is no din of me'ila with the old coins from the previous year. Now, we have the words Divrei Rav Yehuda, but if you look at the bottom Tosos, he'll say that this clearly isn't supposed to be over here, Divrei Rav Yehuda, because otherwise the Gemara would have then subsequently said that just switch around the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. It would have said that the opinion of Rav Yehuda really should be attributed to Rav Meir, and the opinion of Rav Meir should really be attributed to Rav Yehuda. But since it doesn't say that, it uses a different language, so therefore Tosos deletes this, and you see the Marshal on the side is also Mochek Zeh, and that's why it's in parentheses. So in any event, we have the din that Ein Moalin Batikin, you're not Moal with the old Shkolim from the previous year. Rav Meir Omer, Moalin Af Batikin. But Rav Meir holds that you can be Moal with the older coins. Why? Shahay Rav Meir Omer, because Rav Meir's opinion was Moalin Bishiore Halishka. Rav Meir holds that you can be Moal with the leftover Shkolim from the previous fiscal year. And now when they're in the year after that, they're able to have Me'ila done on them. So therefore, the Tiklin Atikin are the same as the Shiori Lishka from the previous year, and you, according to Rav Meir, can do Me'il on them. Now, here's the question that Rav is being asked. If you hold that Rav Meir holds that there is a din of Me'ila on Hekdesh, it's only for the Kosno Shelo Balu that there was no din of Me'ila, but in general, he does hold for Me'ila, so then, Vamai, then why should there be Me'ila by the Tiklin Atikin? Namo, let us say, hol the nidnu lehanos. According to you, the reason why the clothing, the kosnos shelo balu, have no me'ila, because what do you expect, the poor kohanim? How could they not be moel on those clothing? They can't take them off instantaneously the minute that their vote is done. And therefore, hol the nidnu lehanos, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them permission to use them, so therefore there's no me'ila. Lefi shelo nidna Torah l'malachi asharis, because we're not angels, we're human beings. And therefore, it's impossible not to get an offering. So therefore, Hashem said there is no din of milah. But the same thing should apply to the shiari alishka, the tiklin atikin. Why is that? Because what do you use it for? As I said, you use it to fix up things that have broken or making repairs. The hachoma so'ir umigdalosel, the walls of the city and the towers of the city, they were repaired, mishiyare halishka asu. They came from the funds from the previous fiscal years, trumas halishka. So anything that was left over, the shiyare halishka, or the things that were put into tiklin atikin, because somebody didn't put into it last year, and now they're putting it in this year for last year. So that was used to be masakin, the walls of the city and the towers. And it's not. And we learned in the Mishnah in Shkolim that choma so'ir umigdalosel, that the walls of the city and the towers of the city, and as well, the chol tzarchayir and any of the city's needs are taken care of by in Mishyari Alishka. They were repaired. Anything that needed to be done was taken from these coins of the leftover from the previous fiscal year, or the people that didn't give in the previous fiscal year, now they put it into tiklin atikin. Now, this cannot have me'ilah, because how could you not be moil with the walls of the city? You're getting shade from them. So all of a sudden, you're walking, it was sunny, and now you're behind the walls of the city, and all of a sudden, the sun's not bothering you. Oh, you were just moil on the walls. So again, the reason why there is no din of milah from the walls is because lo nitna Torah l'malachi ashares. So if that's Rav Meir's understanding, why there's no din of milah by the kosno shelo balu, so then that should be his reasoning as well by the walls of the city. And therefore, the shiari halishka should not be something that you can have milah on. So therefore, here's the kasha. Rav Meir Omer, moalin af biatikin. That's the question. That shouldn't be the case. So Gemara says, you're right. That's not Rav Meir's opinion. Lo tema Rav Meir, ela ema Rav Yehuda. No, this opinion is not Rav Meir. This opinion is Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why we deleted the parentheses before Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It said, B'chadetin mo'alin, the ain mo'alin b'tikin, that wasn't the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Tosa said, delete the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because that wasn't his opinion. And instead of saying then Rav Meir Omer, it should state Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we don't know who the Tanakhama is, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda. And then the term that we have, Rav Meir Omer, that's incorrect. That should be Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Try again. Shlug up Rav. Toshma, we learned the following Braisa. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yishmol, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yishmol, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak, said, Avnei Yerushalayim Shenoshu. If you have some of the stones, some of the rocks from the city of Yerushalayim, they fell off. So Marlin Behen, they can, in fact, have Me'ilah on them. Whose opinion is this? Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now again, if you're telling me that Rav Meir holds shelo nitna Torah l'malachi hashareis, and that's why the kosnos shelo balu don't have a din of milah, and that's why the walls of the city don't have a din of milah, so too, these stones shouldn't have a din of milah, because it's impossible not to get benefit from them. And lo nitna Torah l'malachi hashareis. So again, we have a problem over here. If this is Rav Meir Shita, so then how could he say the kosnos shelo balu? So where it says, lo tema Rav Meir, again, don't read this as Rav Meir, el ema Rav Yehuda. This is in fact the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Where it says, wait a second. If this is Rabbi Yehuda, so then Yerushalayim mi mikatsha. So wait a second. Now you're telling me that these stones are hektish, but in fact you can't have me'il on them. But that's not consistent with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because where do we find by Rabbi Yehuda what not? We learned in a Mishnah in the Darim, the Rabbi Yehuda says. Now why is this in the Darim? Because in the Darim we learn many things that you can say. This piece of bread, this item in front of me, I want it to have the status of hektish. So if you have a kikar in front of you and you want to ask with you with a type of a neder, so you say it should be like something that is osur for me as hektish. So that's what the Mishnah says. But not if a person says this kikar in front of me should be ki imra, it should be like imra. Imra is technically a seh, a lamb. And as Rashi says, harei alai kikar zeh ki imra, which means kiseh hatamid. I want this piece of bread, this loaf of bread, to have the status of the seh of the carbon tamid. So he's making it into something that is like hektish, so that works. This kikar now would be osur to him. Likewise, if he uses the lashon kidirim, Rashi says means either deer behemos, a corral of animals that are hektish, or vidir ha'etzim, or it was a storage place where they would put the wood that would be used for the mizbeach. So if he says, I want this piece of bread, this kikar, to be like the dirim, so that would also work to make it osur. Or if he says ke'etzim, I want it to be like the shnei gizari etzim, like the wood that's used on the Mizbeach. Or if he said Ke'ishim, I want it to be like the fires, either like the fires of the Mizbeach, or I want it to be like the korbanos that go on the fires. Or he says Kehechel, or I want it to be like the Hechel, or Kibizbeach, I want it to be like the Mizbeach. Or he says Kirushalayim. All of these, the Tanakhama on this Mishnah says, are valid Lashonos, that the Kikar will now be Usser like it was any of these things. But that implies that all of these things are in fact Hektish. So the Tanakhama holds, if you say Kirushalayim, or the stones of Yerushalayim, they are in fact Hektish. Now, along comes Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kola Omer Yerushalayim. Anybody who says over here, I want the stones to be like Yerushalayim, Lo Omar Klum. He didn't say anything. That is not a valid lashon of being toe-face the kikar onto that item of neder. Are you going to tell me v'chitema mishum de lo amar ke Yerushalayim? It's not that Yerushalayim is not hektish. Yerushalayim is, but he didn't say ke Yerushalayim. It should be like Yerushalayim. If he said ke Yerushalayim, that would be good. No, that's also incorrect because the Tanya, we learned another brisa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Omer ke Yerushalayim is also lo amar klum. So he didn't say anything. Oh, the only way, according to Rav Yehuda, that it would turn the kikar into something that's aser, achi yidar bidavar hakarev Yerushalayim. It has to be something like the imra, or like the wood, or like other korbanos. So if you say the kikar is like something that was makarev, it was a korban, or was used as a korban, or on the eish of the mizbeach, then it would be a valid tfisa, and the item would be aser. But if you say it should be like even the stones of Yerushalayim, it wouldn't be good. So therefore, what do you see over here? That in fact, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the stones of Yerushalayim are in Kodesh. And we just brought down that Rabbi Yehuda says that the stones of Yerushalayim are Kodesh. If you change the girsa, lo temer rabbeir, elo em Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, avni Yerushalayim shenoshu, mol ben divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So there he clearly says that there is me'ila because they are hektish, the stones of the walls. Whereas in this Mishnah from Nedarim, we clearly show that Rabbi Yehuda says that they're not Hektish, and therefore there wouldn't be a din of meal on them. So what do we have over here? We have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. So where it says yes, we turn to Nundal and Abibes. In fact, Trei Tanoi and Ninu Valiba the Yehuda. There are two different Tanoic opinions. The first Brisa and the second Mishnah. So there are two Tanoim that stated their opinion in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, but they are both conflicting with each other. The first one, that was the Brisa that said that Rabbi Yehuda holds, in fact, that the stones are hektish, and the second statement from the Tana in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, which was a Mishnah in the Darim, says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the stones are not hektish. So therefore, there's a conflict as to what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was. Trei Tanai Ninu V'Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. As the top Rashi tells us very succinctly, Igla Man the Yom Yerushalayim Mikatsha Kehektish, that the first Brisa says that Yerushalayim does have the stones as the status of hektish. She be told me Avnei Achom Olivnos Mevesu Maal. If you take one of those stones to build it for your house, you would in fact be Maal. That's the first opinion, the Tanoic Brisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Igla Man the Yom, we have the Mishnah in the Darim Lo Mikatsha that says Yehuda hold is not hektish. Okay, now the Gemara says we've tried to slug up Rav and we can't, but now we'll bring a raya to Rav Yochanan. Omar Ula, Mishmei Devar Pada, Ula said the name of Pada, Omar Yomei, Rabbi's opinion was, Hektish B'meidiz Mishalel, B'shogi Gein Mishalel. That's Rav Yochanan has stated, that Rav Meir holds that if you intentionally go and deconsecrate Hektish, it works, and it's deconsecrated. But if you did it by accident, it's not Mishalel. However, Velo Amru Bishogeg Mishalel, but even Rav Meir does agree in certain situations that it's Mishalel Bishogeg, but only Elo Le'inyin Korban Bovat. That's only with regards to a korban. Only in regards to going to have to go and make this person have to bring a korban me'ila. It isn't deconsecrated, but you still have to bring a korban me'ila. That is the opinion that Ula said named Barpada, and that seems to go in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan said that Hektish Memezim Mishalel Bishogegin Mishalel. So, the Gemara says, wait a second, v'chimi achadeinu mischala, but wait a second, if it's not desanctified, then why is it over me'ila? Korban me'ila b'mayim mechayim, then on what reasoning does he have to bring korban me'ila? If it wasn't desecrated, so what was the me'ila? So you're right, Gemara says that can't be correct. Eluk Yosef Robin, Robin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over in the name of Barpada the following explanation, different than what Ula said. Parish mishmei de Barpada, the Barpada, he said over in the name of Barpada that Omer Yerameya, this was a statement that Rameya used to make, that Hektish Rameya is in Mishala, that you can intentionally deconsecrate something from Hektish. Yes, that's Rav Yochanan Shita of Rameya, and Bishogig ain't a Mishala. Rav Yochanan said, but Bishogig it's not Mishala, however, Velo Amru Bishogig Mishala, Elo Le'inyin Achila Bilvat. But The one thing that does work b'shogeg is if you ate something. Let's say you ate hekdesh, so now it's no longer there. So that, in fact, does accomplish both to be moel on it and to go and deconsecrate it. So in that situation, there is such a din, and that's what Rav Yochanan holds. The opinion of Rav Meir is, and this is understood by Ravin, who brought this back in the name of Barpad. Okay, so we have Rav Yochanan Shita, and we have Rav Shita. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says over the name of Rav Ada Bar Abba, Halacha k'Rav Meir b'Maiser. We paskin like Rav Meir in regards to Maiser. Remember the other day we had the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to whether Maiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa or not. Rav Meir said that yes, it's Mamun Gavoa bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. You can't be a Mekadesh a woman with it because it's not yours. It's Mamun Gavoa. And the opinion of Rav Yehuda was different. He said, b'mezid you can, but not b'shogig. Okay, now, why do we paskin like Rav Meir? Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bapada says, Halachi Rav Meir in regards to Maiser, Hoel v'stam lon tana kavasim, because we have a stam Mishnah that says like that, and the rule is, when you have a stam Mishnah, the Halacha normally follows a stam Mishnah. When Rebbe set up the Mishnayis, if he didn't put in an opinion, this is the opinion of so-and-so, so then Rebbe usually is telling us that's the way he wants the Halacha to be, and he states it anonymously, so to say, so stam Mishnah is normally the way we paskin, and this sheet of Rav Meir that we just brought down, that Maiser Sheni, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, is something that belongs to Mamun Gavoa, and you can't be Mekadesh a woman with it, so that is supported by the Stam Mishnah. And likewise, V'alochik Rabbi Yehuda b'Hekdesh. In regards to Hekdesh, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that if you're Mekadesh a woman, b'mezid, so then it's not Hekdesh. But if you were Moel on it, if you were Mekadesh after you, by accident, misappropriated it, you were moel on it, so then the woman would be mikudesh because you changed its status. It went from being hekdesh via the me'ilah to being your property. So the halacha is like Yehuda in regards to hekdesh. That b'shogeg, yes, it's deconsecrated, but mezid, it's not deconsecrated. And again, why is the halacha like Rav Yehuda? Because hol v'stam lon tana kavasi. Because we also have a stam mishnah that is like this opinion of Rav Yehuda. Now, where are these two stam mishnayis? So we have a stam mishnah, k'rab meir b'maiser ma'i. What is that stam mishnah that's like Rameir in regards to maiser sheni? So that's a mishnah that we learned in a number of places. You can see it's in Peya, it's in maiser sheni, and it's also in Edios. We'll see later on, this is important, because the fact that it's listed in three places, so that's going to have some significance. In any event, it's listed in three places, this mishnah. Kerem Ruvai, it tells us that if you have a fourth year of a vineyard, so the produce in that fourth year have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and they're eaten similar to Maiser Sheni status. So Beis Shammai holds, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Lo Chomesh. If a person wishes to redeem his own produce, in the normal din is when you redeem your own produce for Maiser Sheni, so you have to go and add on a fifth. If somebody else redeems it, they just pay the principal, and they bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and they eat in Yerushalayim. When you redeem your Maiser Sheni, you have to go and add on a fifth to your own Maiser Sheni principle. So again, we always talk about it's a fifth from the outside, a fourth from the inside. So say you have $100 worth of Maiser Sheni produce, and you want to go and redeem it. So in this situation, you would have to pay $125. That extra $25 is $25, which is a quarter of $100 from the inside. But if you look at $25 of $125, the total amount, it's a fifth from the outside. In any event, the same din applies with Kerem Ravai. According to Beis Shammai, however, Ein Lo Chomish, you don't have to go and do this adding on of a fifth when you're redeeming your Kerem Ravai to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's not the halacha, because we'll see we pass it like Beis Hillel. But that's Beis Shammai's opinion. Likewise, v'ein lo bir. There's no obligation to say, b'yarti es ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. At the end of the third year and at the end of the sixth year, you have to say that you got rid of all your trumas and maisos, so there is no chayiv to say this on Kerem Ravai in the fourth year. Beis Hillel disagrees with both of these dinim. Beis Hillel omrim yeshlo. It has a din of Kerem Ravai, and therefore it's subject to the din of having to pay a fifth if you redeem your own, and there is a requirement to say b'yarti es ha-kodesh min ha-bayis to include the Kerem Ravai. Now, Beis Shammai omrim yeshlo peret yeshlo olos. Since this doesn't belong to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, it is chulin, so to say, so there is also a din of peret and olos. Peret are the fruits that are left behind. They fell off when you were harvesting them, so they're left behind, so they belong to the aniyim. And ololos are various types of groups of the grapes that are immature, and they're not bunched together with other grapes, and therefore, they're also belonging to the aniyim. So, according to Beis Shammai, these dinim, apparent in ololos, these matnos aniyim, do apply. Whereas Beis Hillel omrim, no, it's Mamun Gavoa. It's like Maiser Sheni, as we'll see in a second, and therefore, it's Mamun Gavoa. It doesn't belong to the aniyim. So the parrot and the ololos, they're Mamun Gavoa. They belong do HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Beisel Omrim Kulo Lagas. You can take the entire thing and bring it to the press and go and turn these grapes into wine and then bring the wine up and eat it in Yerushalayim with the dinim of Kerem Revai. Now, what's the rationale behind Beis Hillel? I already alluded to it. My time with Beis Hillel, because he learns out Kerem Revai from Ma'aser Sheni. Gamre Kodesh, Kodesh be Ma'aser. It says Kodesh by Kerem Revai, and it says Kodesh by Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore the Dinim are considered Gzeirah Shavah, and they're analogous to each other. So Ma Ma'aser Yeshlo Chomesh Yeshlo Bir, just like Ma'aser Sheni, you're redeeming your own Ma'aser Sheni, you have to add on a fifth to the principal when you're redeeming it to bring the money to Yerushalayim, so you have to add on a fifth. And likewise, you have to say B'yarti is a Kodesh B'nabayis at the end of the 3 years and at the end of the sixth year, because that's the Dinim of Ma'aser, that you have to swear that you did that. So it does have the din of Chomish, it does have the din of Beer by Ma'aser Sheni. So too, Al Kerem Revai, because of the Gzeirah Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh, Yesh Lo Chomish, Yesh Lo Beer, they therefore have the same din, and because of this Gzeirah Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh, Kerem Revai also has an add on a fifth, and it also has the din of Beer. As opposed to Beis Shammai, they aren't Gamrei. Beis Shammai, Lo Gamrei, Kodesh Kodesh B'Maisa. They didn't have this Gzeirah Shavah. As I mentioned many times, Reshech the Shlita would say that there was a certain number of Gzeirah Shavahs that they knew, but they weren't necessarily told what they were. So let's say they were told 100 Gzeirah Shavahs, so there were certain Tanoim that had this as the tradition of what those 100 were, but there were other Tanoim that have a different tradition. So clearly, Beis Shammai didn't have the tradition that Kodesh Kodesh was a Gzeirah Shavah over here, and therefore they didn't feel the din of Kerem Revai should be like Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore they had no source to say that it's Chayiv Chomesh, and no source to say it's Chayiv in Biur, and therefore they didn't have it obligated in the Chomesh, didn't have it obligated in the Biur, but therefore they had Peret and Olatz, because it wasn't Ma'aser Sheni-like. In other words, it was Cholin, and therefore it didn't have those restrictions, but it did have parrot in all of those. Okay, now, where it continues says, omrim kemaiser. So Beis Hillel says that the Kerem Revai is like Ma'aser. Now, who do they hold like? Kiman Sirlu. How do they hold that it's like Ma'aser? If they hold like Ikra Yehuda, so amai kulu lagas. So then why in the fourth year does it all go to the gas and not to the aniyim? If you're telling me it's mamun gavoa like Rav Meir, oh, we understand why it doesn't go to the aniyim. It doesn't belong to the person, therefore it doesn't belong to the aniyim. But if you're telling me that it's like Rav Yehuda, that it doesn't have the status of being mamun gavoa, Ma'aser Sheni is regular chulin, albeit it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, then, in that situation, it should have Peret and Yesh, and should have Olos. So, Amai Kulu Lagas. So, therefore, Rav Yehuda holds, Amai Ma'aser Mamun Hedjodu, if you hold that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Hedjo, so then it should be Chayiv in Peret and Olos. Oh, so that's what Beis Shammai Mistama holds, Yesh Lo Peret, Yesh Lo Olos. But Beis Hillel says, no, it doesn't have Peret and Olos. Beis Hillel Mim Kulu Lagas. In other words, they must hold Elo Lav Ki Rav Meir. Beis Hillel holds like Rav Meir, because it's Ma'aser Sheni-like, and Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. And therefore, in this situation, you clearly see that the opinion of Beis Hillel is like Rav Meir. Now, Rashi says this isn't technically a Stam Mishnah, but since we paskin like Beis Hillel, it's the equivalent of a Stam Mishnah, and here is the answer. Here is our Stam Mishnah. In other words, here's how we paskin like Rav Meir from the opinion of Beis Hillel, and not like the opinion of Beis Shammai, which goes seemingly like Rav Yehuda. Oh, so here's our Raya that we paskin like Ma'aser Sheni, that it's Mamon Gavoa. Very good. That's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. Now, where's the Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda that says, in regards to Hekdesh, that Hekdesh can't be Mischalo B'mezi, but it can only be Mischalo B'shogeg. So, Ki Rav Yehuda B'Hekdesh Maihi. Where is that? Ditnan, we learned in the following Mishnah, this is Mishnah Me'ilah, where it tells us, the first part of the Mishnah, Rashi tells us, in Dibro Maschel Shilach. So, Rashi says, the Reisha of this Mishnah, Hochitnan, is staying the following. If a person sends Sholach B'yad Chere Shot V'Kotten, something of Hekdesh. So the Gizbar sent in the hands, Sholach Biyad, Chay Rishot V'Katan, something from Hekdesh, and they followed their instructions. The Chay Rishot V'Katan did the Shlichos. In other words, they were, in fact, taking the money of Hekdesh and making it into Chulin. So who is Maal? Not the Chay Rishot V'Katan, Gizbar Maal. But if the Chay Rishot V'Katan didn't do what they were instructed to do, Lo Asu Shlichosim, so then, Lo Maal, there is no Dinamila. The Shaliach can't be Maal. The Shaliach, the Chayrishot to Katan, so they can't independently be Maal themselves. And the Gizmo is not Maal because the Chayrishot to Katan didn't do what they're supposed to do. And now we continue with our Gemara. Now we're up to that part, Rashi says, where our Gemara is now quoting the rest of that Mishnah. Shilach biyad pikeach, but if the Gizbar sent in the hands of an intelligent person, a bardas, they sent this Hekdesh money, and they sent it to him to go and give it to the Chenvani. The Niskar, now Rashi explains, the Niskar means both the Gizbar and the Shaliach both remembered, hey, this was Hekdesh money. Achalogi Eitzel Chenvani, before they gave it to the Chenvani. Now, I don't know why they gave it to the Chenvani, Pani, but the bottom line is, they gave it to the Chen Vani. The Shaliach knows it was Hekdesh funds. And the original gizmo who sent it knows that it was Hekdesh funds. They didn't originally know that, but now they did. The Chen Vani doesn't know it's Hekdesh funds. So in this situation, where Shilach Biyad Pikeach and Viniskar Ad Shelo Higia Itzel Chen Vani, both the Shaliach and the one who sent them, the Gizbar, know that these were Hekdesh funds, so then Chen Vani Moal L'Chesh Yotzi. If the Chen Vani takes these funds and deconsecrates them, so it's the Chen Vani that is going to be, in fact, in this situation, over Me'ila. And this goes in accord with Rabbi Yehuda, because here you see clearly that B'mezid, which is what the Gizbar and the Shaliach did, they took these funds, they knew that they were consecrated, and now they deconsecrated them, so they're not over Me'ila, because you can't, according to Yehuda, B'mezid deconsecrate something. But the Chen Vani, who did it B'shogeg, oh, this is a Stam Mishnah, and clearly he was over Me'ila, so here we have the example of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't be Mechalel Hekdesh B'mezid, but you can be Mechalel Hekdesh B'shogeg. Oh, Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. Mara says, but we also have a Stam Mishnah in regards to Ma'aseh Sheni that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Uch Rabbi Yehuda, the Ma'aseh Sheni, Milo Tnan. Don't we have a Mishnah seemingly also in accord with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Ma'aseh Sheni is not Mamon Gaboa, it's regular Mamon Hedjot, and that's a Mishnah also in Ma'aseh Sheni. But Tnan, we learned in that Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni, Hapodeh Ma'aseh Sheni Shiloh. If a person wants to redeem his own Ma'aseh Sheni, so we said, Mosif Olav Chamishisal. You have to go and add on the principal, a fifth to it. Again, a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside. So if it was $100 that you're redeeming, you have to add on 25, which is 25 of 100 is a quarter. That's on the inside. But if you do it from the outside, 25 of 125, it's a fifth. Now, this is true whether this Ma'aseh Sheni was Bein Mishiloh, you grew it yourself, or Bein Sheni Tan Lo B'Matana, or whether it was given to you as a matana by somebody else. But now it's your Ma'aseh Sheni, and it still says that you have to go and pay a fifth on it, meaning it's yours. Now, how could this possibly be yours if you got it as a present, money? Whose view does this represent? If you're telling me, Yilema Rav Meir, that this Mishnah goes in accord with Rav Meir, who says it's Ma'aseh Gavoa, so then, how did he get it as a present? Mi Matzah Yoav Leib Matana. How could the person give something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him as a present? It's not his, it wasn't his to give away, and it's not the person who gets it. So therefore, why would he be chayav chomesh? So therefore, b'amar ma'aser mamon gavohu. According to Rav Meir, it's ma'aser is mamon gavoa, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav to pay the chamishis. You wouldn't have to go and pay the fifth. So therefore, el rav Rav Yehuda. So this Mishnah must go in accord with the opinion that ma'aser sheni is not mamon gavoa; it is mamon hedjot, and that's why you can give it. Ah, here we see a stam Mishnah that goes like Rav Yehuda. Someone says no. Le'olam Rav Meir. This Stam Mishnah is actually like Rav Meir. Aye, it says over here that Mosif Olav Chamishiso. Why is that? Because V'Hocham Ayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, can go in the Yoav Niale B'Tivle. He gave it to his Tevel. He didn't give it to his Ma'aseh Sheni. You're right. Once it's Ma'aseh Sheni, it's Mamon Gavoa. But when it's Tevel, even though there's Truma inside of it, even though there's Ma'aseh Sheni inside of it, which both are Kodesh, it doesn't yet have the status of Kedusha to it. And therefore, this opinion holds, V'kisavar Matano Shelo Hurmu, Kimi Shelo Hurmu Damyan. If you give somebody inside this Tevel, which has the Matanos inside of it, but they weren't yet Hufrush, they weren't yet separated, so it's not considered that they're separated. So therefore, it's not like he gave him Ma'aseh Sheni. And therefore, it's not yet considered Mamon Gavoa, and therefore, there is no problem for him giving it. So in fact, this Mishnah could go in accord with Rav Meir, Lav Dafka, that it's Rav Yehuda. Try again. I have another Mishnah that seems to go in accord with Rav Yehuda, that says that Ma'aseh Sheni is not Mamon Gavoa. Toshma, we learned in the following Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni, Hapodeh Netaravai Shlo. If you redeem your own Netaravai, Netaravai is similar to Keremavai, it's the produce in the fourth year. So, just like the Keremavai has to be brought up to Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim, like Ma'aseh Sheni, so too does the Netaravai have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So, when you're redeeming your own Netaravai, you have to add on a fifth, Mosif Olav Chamishiso. And this is true, Bein Mishalo, Bein Shenita Lo B'Matana. This is true whether it's yours or whether you got it as a Matana. Now, whose opinion again is this? Money. If this is the opinion of Rav Meir, how could he possibly have gotten it as a gift? Because after all, the whole Garmei, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaiser. We learned out both Kerem Revai and Neter Revai through the Gzeir Shav of Kodesh, Kodesh from Ma'aseh Sheni. And just like Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa, so too are the Kerem Revai and the Neter Revai considered Mamon Gavoa. So therefore, you couldn't have gotten it as a gift. So, Elo, mustn't it be, Lav Rav Yehuda, and here we have a Stam Mishnah that goes in accordance with the opinion of Rav Yehuda. So again, the Gemara says, Leol lo Rebbeinu. No, this again could be Rebbeinu's opinion. Why does it say over here that we are able to go and take a fifth off from it? Most of the Chamisha Sosa, according to Rebbeinu, you shouldn't have to. Because again, Hochamai Askinon could go in the Yav Kishuhu Smadar. He gave it to him in a stage that it wasn't yet Chayiv Chumus Amisus. Now, Tosus points out, we could have said over here that he gave it to him when it was pure Tevel. So we could have said that as well. But instead, we want to teach us this machok is between the Chacham and Rav Yossi. So we wanted to add an additional point that if he gave it to him while it was still smadar, which is an immature stage, so it goes in accordance with the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that it's not Yechayiv and Chumus and Maestris. Udelo Rav Yossi, Ki Rav Yossi. It's not the opinion of Rav Yossi. The Omar Smadar also Bnei Shul Pri. He says that no, it already has the status of being Osir, because even in this immature state of smadar, it is considered a Pri, and therefore it would have the din of being chayav in Netta Revai already at this point in time, according to the opinion of Yossi. But according to the Chachamim, it doesn't yet have the status of being chayav in Netta Revai. That's why, even though you hold that it's Mamun Gavo, like Rav Meir, nevertheless, it doesn't yet have the status of Mamun Gavo. It's similar, analogous to the case before of the Kagon Diyav Nile Betivle. Here it's the same idea. It was given to him before, and it reached a stage that it would be chayav to have the Smadar brought up to Yerushalayim to be eaten as Netta Revai. So before that, there is no problem. It's not yet considered Mamon Gavoa. So this could all be in accord with Rav Meir. Try again. Toshma Moshach Heimenu Maisa Besela. If a person is going to go and take somebody else's Maisa Sheni, and he gives him a Sela for it, but he didn't redeem it yet. He just did Meshicha. Moshach Heimenu Maisa Besela. He took the Maisa Sheni produce, and he's redeeming it with the Sela. But he just did the Meshicha. He didn't yet pay for the Sela. Below his Hispik Levdoso, he didn't yet give him the money. So this Mishnah in Maisa Sheni tells us that Ad She'omad Bishtayim, even though it now went up in price. Originally it was one Sela, and now it's worth two Sela, it went up in price. Nevertheless, all he has to do is pay one Sela to his friend, no Saint Sela, Umistaker Bisela, and knew the extra profit that it went up, he gets the benefit of that. And do Maisa Sheni Shalom. And the Maisa Sheni belongs to him. So he got it at a bargain, so to say, because he did a Kinyan Mashiach. Now, whose opinion is this that this Kinyan Mashiach worked? If you say it's Mamon Hedjot, so then it works. But if you say it's Mamon Gavoa, it shouldn't work, as we'll see. Mani, whose opinion is this? If you're telling me that it's Mamon Gavoa, Yilema Rav Meir, so then Amai Mistakir Besela. Why should this guy have gotten the benefit that it went up to two Sloim? Why did he gain it? After all, he didn't yet give him the money. All he did was make a Kinyan Mashiach. But if you say it's Mamun Hedyot, V'nosen Esakesef, V'komlo Amarachmona, it's only when you're actually deconsecrated on money that that's when it becomes yours. So if you're telling me that this belongs to Mamun Gavoa, so then the fact that he did Mashiach shouldn't help. He should have had to go and give the actual money in order to redeem it. So now he only gives the money when it's worth two slime. He should have to give two slime. Oh, from the fact that it said you only have to give one Sela, and he's Mistaker Besela, Elalav Rav Yehuda. This must be the opinion of Yehuda. Oh, here we have a Stam Mishnah that says that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. So, bottom line is, we have two Mishnayis. One's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, one's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Leolam Rav Yehuda. You're right. This last one is a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. However, V'hocha Kat Stama, V'hocha Trey Stame. Here we have one Stam Mishnah that's in accord with Rav Yehuda, but we had before the same Mishnah was listed actually in three places. The word just says twice, but it really was listed in three places. V'halcha trei stame like Rav Meir. Mar says, that's not a good argument because the Rebbe decided to put it in a couple of different places. He put it in Maaser Sheni and in Edios and in Peah. So just because he listed it two or three times, how does that make it more of a stam Mishnah than the one that was only listed once? So Mar says, you're right, 100%. The fact that it's the same Stam Mishnah, albeit it's repeated, that doesn't make it a stronger argument. The Stama Davka, Mali Chad, Stama, Mali Trey Stama is perfectly correct. But, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, the difference is over here, Halacha is like Rav Meir. Why do we pick the Stam Mishnah that was like Rav Meir and not the Stam Mishnah that was like Rav Yehuda? Because, Ho Lutnan Bibichirta Kavase. Because one of these Stam Mishnahs that we said was in accord with Rav Meir, we had one in Maaser Sheni and we had one in Peah, But the one that's critical was the one in Idios. Idios is known as Rashi points out in the bottom, Rashi, last Rashi on the daf, Mesechta Idios Kare Bechirta, it's the chosen one, it's the best one. It is the choicest of all the Mesechtas. Why is that? Shekol Divreim Heidu Mipi HaGidolim. Because Idios is basically the testimonies of very great Tanoim saying this is what the din was Gepaskin. Ba'alocha Kamosin. And therefore, we always Paskin like Mishnayos that are listed in Idios. And therefore, the Stam Mishnah that is listed in Idios, that's the preferable Stam Mishnah. And while we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda and a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, we take the one that's like Rav Meir because it's also found in Idios. And Idios, Bebechirto Kavosei, since it's written down in this preferred choice, series of Mishnayos in Masechtas Idios, so therefore it is the definitive Stam Mishnah. This is a good breakpoint. Obi will continue in this discussion a little bit more tomorrow, but I wish everybody a good Gedben Shtyar, and Mirtz Hashem will pick up on Nun Hei Amud Aleph tomorrow. Have a great evening.